I don't have any specific question or topic. I think I understand the basic instructions pretty well, so I'm trying to practice to follow them. So the awareness is slowly getting better. But
when you know the mind?
Sometimes. I think sometimes. Thoughts, yeah. Sometimes.
Oh, what kind of mind do you know?
Well, thinking. That it is aware of, okay. Of the sensations.
Awareness also know, right?
I'm sorry?
Awareness also, you know awareness is present.
Sometimes, yeah.
Any mind? Other mind? Awareness? Thinking? Feeling also, right?
Feelings, yes.
Intention?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, no. Yeah, intention, if you're more longer and longer practice, you can should see the intention, every action, right? Mm. With the intention and action. Planning, what to do next, what to do, then intention come, right?
Yes.
Also.
Yeah, I also feel or am aware that there is some sort of dissatisfaction or even slight frustration, but some kind of wrong view, I believe.
Oh, you recognize because of wrong
yes,
view?
Yes, I think it's because of wrong view, but I'm not sure what's the reason why. So I'm just being aware of it. And
so such looking research. Research.
Research experiment.
Research, yeah. Research. Yeah, so maybe just to clarify this, right view, I think in one of your books you mentioned that that awareness is not, strong awareness is not something magical, or but it's strong, awareness is strong when attitude is right or the view is right. So then it also means that if we have weak awareness or there is almost no awareness, that the attitude is wrong, right? It's the attitude is not correct.
The
yoni,
the
bottom
man, yes.
Possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and yeah, is there...
The bottom man in Nianxin, yes, right. Right.
Is there any difference between right attitude and right view? As do you differentiate between these two, or it's the same thing?
Right
basically?
Attitude and right view are nyambaisanyam, no? Pure pobnala matura. Right thought, right view, right attitude.
They're both kinds of wisdom. Yeah, I don't know which. I'd have to think a little bit to tell you which is a subset of the other. But I think they one subsumes the other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And interest, interest is also part of right attitude or
which
right
one?
Interest.
Interest, yeah. Interest is also wisdom.
Also wisdom.
The curiosity, want to know.
Okay.
Want to understand, right?
Like yeah,
if you too much become craving, can happen also. Craving can involve.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yes, I had quite an experience this morning. It hasn't happened to me before. And it was after I had come here upstairs to the dining room and sitting there for my first strawberry tea. And then I... thought these magical words, where is the awareness? And at once it started to happen, so that I just was aware of my seeing and hearing and just my bodily sensations and my thoughts. I was nearly in the same time. And at the same time, I had such a nice feeling. It was happiness and joy. It was very light, but quite clear. And it stayed for quite a long time, I think 15, 20 minutes. And all the time I just was looking at what happens. So I was at first a little bit confused. And the question was, where is the I?
Yeah.
It wasn't there. And then maybe it was a loba or something that happened. It faded away. And I took a shower and went to the meditation hall and continued to meditate. And it came back. So that was what happened. But it's not all. Because after meditation, I went to my kuti, into the kuti. And I started to continue to reading the book of Awareness is Not Enough. And then I started from the page 75. And there was quite exact description of what I had experienced. And I have read this book already 1 year before, but I didn't understand this part of it at all. But now it was quite clear. And what more, it was that yesterday I thought that I'd like to ask Sayadaw about anatta. And this was a perfect description of this anatta experience. If I had asked it yesterday, I wouldn't have understood the answer.
Yeah, you wouldn't have understood what happened again. Tu wa di ni mana tak ku tu sam pi tu strawberry ti tau po tu mana ka ayo ma tu londra tu magic word me like de re tu wa tadi ya be ma le lu me like da yau tia chi wong ne win la tadi akolon ti re tu wa mi na o cha ra o ti ra ti ra akolon na bro twi ri yo ba ri yo ti ra o na bro ai chi ma pyo re sai won ta re sai tain ni mwe me le a myan shi ni re จีนี่ล่ะบ่เสกจีสึกจีเนี่ยบ่เออสง่ามินิมินิ20แล้วจ่าเลยแหละนะปิ๊ดไอ้เฉยมางาโหลงอ่ะชาลงไม่เอาเลยดาริบดุโหลนี่ล่ะแล้วไม่ชื่อแหละงาโหลงไม่ชื่ออย่างเช่นเนี่ยนะปิ๊ดรอบะลาบะแล้วไม่ถูกตะคู่ဝင်ลาลุตูย่อออกเลยแหละย่อออกแล้วอ๋อเสร็จอ้าทุ่มมั้ยสุปิ๊ดตูโกไหนจ่าတော့อพอแต่ปิ๊ดไทน์เนาะตูอ่ะตูเปลี่ยนဝင်ลาเลยแหละไอ้ไดมันผิดแต่แหละงาไม่ชื่อบ่ปัญญาญาปิ๊ดรอ အဲ့လိုပဲပြန်ရောက်လာအဲ့လိုပဲမေးရောမေးလိုက်ရင်သူကရောက်နေအဲ့တော့ရောက်လာတော့သူအဲ့နောက်ပြီးတော့သူရေချိုးဖို့သူ့အခန်းထဲသွားတယ်သွားပြီးတော့သူမဟုတ်ရေချိုးပြီးတော့မှသူ့အခန်းထဲသွားပြီးတော့သူစာအုပ်ဖတ်တယ်တဲ့စာမျက်နှာ
29
he says once there's some momentum he says that nature takes over at that time you don't have to do anything yourself, you ask a question and it takes over.
I can remind you.
Yeah, so some reminding is all that's necessary. Yeah, tuwa tu pien. Yeah.
I didn't have anything to do.
Yeah, tu ba ma lo siya ma lo.
The I was quite an outsider.
Yeah, eche ma ngai ya pi ya.
Dabha wa alo lo la ma anata sura dabho de ya po piyo shen la le ma.
Yeah, it's only when you see nature doing its own thing that anata becomes so clear.
Anata sura nature, but nature sura cause and effect process.
Anata is nature.
Tu chao na tu jo na pi di le process pe.
That there's a process of cause and effect and that's all that's going on. Yeah.
What was new to me, I described already 2 days, the day before yesterday, how it usually goes. I have this...
how it usually?
Usually goes with me.
Yes.
I feel this nice feeling around here, yes. Stomach or solar plexus, how do you say it?
Right, abdomen.
And then it's quite strong, mm-hmm. It's a pleasure.
Yes.
It's quite different compared to what I have experienced today.
Yes.
It might, because it was all over my body.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It can be also spread over my body when it starts here, but it's quite different. Maybe it's some kind of this concentration or samadhi coming, this feeling.
Which one? The one you had?
Which I had.
This morning?
Which I had.
Previously. I think a feeling is just a feeling. You don't call it samadhi. Samadhi is a state of mind. It's not a feeling. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You are saying, Dine Pitello, Dine Mumme, who Pione Rally, Dine Rachema. Elia, who the bug, who the cocker to Piora to Kanzan, the Teato and Dinama to Kauna Kanzan, Mushida, Dabella Pintanet, and then Ashi said, Dine Pitahat, what the Golong, ma, Pianet,
Pitis,
Pianet, Dame, who. Right. So probably what you felt today when you were in that natural awareness is also piti. Piti, because it's a suffusing, it has a suffusing quality. Yeah. So at that time, me is not meditating, nature is doing its own meditation. Yeah.
Yeah. Quite new experience to me. Yes.
Yeah. Very good. Very nice experience. Yeah.
And then I had one question about pride.
Mana jaumejan.
What is this? When I'm proud.
Vale.
what does it mean?
Mention that at the bow.
Sorry.
In meditation.
Yes.
To be proud.
They call mana, right? Pride or whatever. Mana is the quality of mind that compares one with another. So whether comparing in a favorable or an unfavorable way, it's both mana. Okay.
Practicing has been it hasn't been not very stable yet. There is a yesterday morning was I woke up early in the morning and mind was very calm and awareness was present and it was almost to the late afternoon and then somehow it disappear. Maybe I was there was some kind of tiredness, and after I take a short nap, and after that, mind was again very bored, not anymore interest to investigate, and I do some walking meditation and sitting meditation and. Went to sleep, and tomorrow morning I feel still quite tensed, and so I decided to try to watch some symbol object in the breakfast. I started to see how I eat. This some kind of eating meditation, because the craving is so obvious there. Mm. It's I'm very hungry in the morning, and it was quite interesting then to see how mind want to continue the pleasure of eating, and there is raisins in the morning, and it was funny. I noticed how I started to divide the raisins like that. I would like at least one to every spoon. I don't want it everything at once. I have in daily life I have also tried to see the way I am eating. And it's interesting how strong the craving is there, like how mind wants to continue this how this pleasure of eating from it following another wanting or craving. For example, if I eat something salty, then I want eating something sweet. And after a meal, I'd like to go and listen to some good music, or go to lie to bed, or like to see some nice movie. Sometimes I think about sex, but it's like how craving.
Exactly.
Yes, and that's. Yeah, and but then I still after meal I feel still quite tensed, and body was quite rigid, and mind was still tense, and I decided that I remembered that Sayadaw has sometimes said that if you are very locked, it's better to stop meditating for a while and try to do something else for a little bit. So I hope I didn't break rules of retreat. I took my camera and went to the walking. I think I take some pictures from the environment. And it was very interesting experience. At the same time, when I took the camera and started to take photos, awareness was immediately there. And thinking came to very obvious. And I see how I evaluate and how I judge when I'm taking pictures, and how I, when I'm taking pictures, I can hear how I tell to my friends what is in this picture, and this is the house of the. And then I try to examine why I take this picture and what I feel when I take this picture, why I want to take these photos. And but anyway, the awareness was again there, and it's also make mind happy and return back confidence to practicing. Yeah. Knowing the awareness is there, and it feels like again confident to us practicing. Yeah, maybe one question about thinking.
Yeah. It is different. Yes. Tu ga longer ne ya ka sa bra tu mane so so no re a thot de pin man ne eight de da ti thai ma kaung naw ni mane no re kaung de lo lo ne naw bro pin ni le a pin ne al al myo re phit ni de de a lo tu a thot ara a sin ma pye u phit ni de အဲ့တော့သူနောက်ပိုင်းသူစဉ်းစားမိတယ်တဲ့ဥစဉ်ကပြောတယ်အထဝရတင်းတယ်ဆိုရင်ဟိုအစင်မပြေဘူးဆိုရင်အမထုတ်နေတော့ရက်လိုက်စိတ်ကပြောင်းလိုက်ဆိုတော့အဲ့တော့သူကတရားဥပဒေတွေဖောက်ဖျက်လာတော့မသိဘူးတဲ့သူကင်မရာယူပြီးတော့သူသွားပြီးတော့ဓာတ်ပုံရိုက်မယ်လို့လုပ်တယ်ထွက်လဲထွက်အောင်ဓာတ်ပုံလည်းရိုက်မယ်လို့တတိယသူကသူဘခဏနဲ့ဝင်နေတယ်တဲ့ဝင်ပြီးတော့သူဓာတ်ပုံတွေပါရိုက်တယ်သူ့အတွေးတွေလည်းတည်တယ်အတွေးတွေကဘလို့ရိုက်တင်နေဘလို့လောက်မလဲအကုန်လုံးတည်တယ်နောက်ပြီးတော့သူငယ်ချင်းတွေကိုဘလို့သူရှင်းပြမလဲဒါပါလဲပါလဲလဲပြောနေတာတည်တယ်အဲ့တော့အဲ့မှာစိတ်ကပြန်ပြောလာတယ်အားထုတ်မှုပုံမှာတတပြန်ဖြစ်လာ
တယ်ဘယ်တော့သူပြောဒီမနေ့ဒီနေ့မှာမနေ့စောထားအားထုတ်တယ
်နော်သူမနေ့စောစောနိုးတယ်ပေါ့နိုးတော့အချင်းကြတော့သူဒီတိုင်းအစင်းလေးပြော
တယ်မနေ့တိုင်းပဲ
right
စိတ်မှုမှန်သွားရင်တော့တတိယဝင်လာတာ
Yeah, so we just learn from practicing. Yeah, there'll be ups and downs, but we learn when the mind gets into the right mood.
When the shoot at the loo, say good, they say, Gina, and Luya, or Shabo, Babi, did I? Shallow me, Yahoo, so in a council, a sick young line, down with Lloyd and Nina Pion.
Yeah,
sick young line of man, why sick, oh, your babies, the dear Pian Lalim.
In the first 2 days, you know, when if you're able to know your mind, he says you could investigate what's wrong, why is the mind like this, and so on. But sometimes we do that and it doesn't work. And then, yeah, the best thing is to stop. Change the mind, you know, change the what the mind is doing. Give it a break. And then, you know, it helps to change the mood of the mind. Otherwise, like you said, the mind gets locked. And it just doesn't get out of that that groove. So it's good to... Yeah, otherwise it's like a losing gambler. Yeah, you keep hoping that you'll win the next one. But yeah, you're on a losing streak, yeah. And you can...
Try to ask it shortly. I told that in this retreat, I think I've been more aware when I have been when the mind has been stable about thinking that and about this that the thoughts are they are rising. These are not my thoughts. They pop up and then they go. And interesting to know and ask what is the difference between this. Maybe while I'm meditating, I can see the thoughts. And about when some kind of intentional thinking, for example, when I start to plan my journey back to home and I go to internet and I see the timetables and so on. What's the... is it different mind or is it different thinking? What is the question about the intentional thinking?
Intentionally and unintentionally thought. Right. Yeah, wait a minute. Intentionally to attempt to motivation to cook jump to it. Jana or six pillow to it, a duty ball.
Sigarette or the Bawajan to
the Badu do it. Are you not done it on a duty or poor mamma? The Kayara don't motivation to it.
Yeah, he says they just both are thinking. One is intentional. You intend to think, you need to think. The other one is unintentional. Just the mind's habit when it contacts things is to think about them. You know, the perception goes to work, it interprets and stuff like that, and memories and so on. So every time there's contact between the mind and the object, then other minds will arise. Yeah, and then all this interpreting, judging, all that will happen. သူဆိုသွားသူတော်တော်ကြာကြာလေးပြောပြတာ तू อ่ะပြင်းတဲ့အခါမှာ तू อ่ะစားတာကိုတတိထားဖို့ကြိုးစားတယ် तू อ่ะအိမ်မှာလဲ
စားတာလဲလှုပ်ဘူးလေအိမ်မှာဖြစ်တယ
် तू อ่ะအဲ့ဒါကိုအရင်စိတ်ဝင်စားတယ်နောက်ဆုံး तू ဒီဘာလဲတပြက်သီးစီလေးတွေကိုလေမျှအောင်လို့ဒဇုံနိုင်မှာတလုံးတလုံးပအောင်လို့လှုပ်တာတော့နောက်တော့အိမ်မှာလဲ तू အဲ့လိုမျိုးကြည့်တယ်တဲ့
အမှုန်တယ်ဟုတ်တယ်စားတဲ့နေမှာတော့ idea တွေရှိတယ်ဘယ်လိုစားမယ်ဘယ်လိုစားမယ်ဆိုတာရှိတယ်
နောက်တော့အိမ်မှာလဲအဲ့လိုပဲ तू ဘာတတိထားမလဲဆိုလောဘတစ်ခုပြီးတစ်ခုလှုပ်တယ်တဲ့စားဖို့လောဘပြီးရင်ဥပမာအိတ်ချင်တဲ့လောဘမှွေကောင်းကောင်းလေးဟိုငါးနာစားပြီးရင်အချို့လေးစားချင်တာ
စားနေတဲ့အထဲမှာဟိုလောဘအများကြီးပဲဝါတဲ့အထဲမှာရောယူတဲ့အချိန်မှာရောယူတဲ့နေရာမှာအကုန်လုံးလောဘပါ
I just remembered the whole eating, you know, being mindful when eating thing. So he was saying, you see quite a lot of detail in the type of greed and how the greed works. He says, you can also see how greed is involved in the whole process of eating. He says, in what you see, you know, and the planning, and also even in the chewing, there's greed. Even in swallowing.
Swallowing also grew.
He says that. Yeah. Yeah, even when we take things, you know.
The whole body my god, lover got push load her. Akolong kanagulugulong my lover got ayud her.
Yeah, he says it's as though the whole body has used all its energy to concentrate into the greed.
Bajang sarin si my lover atichi ya le zuro tuwa. Sarin sarin my lover never sarin. Chaviwa.
And he says the reason why there's so much greed when we eat is because all our life we eat with greed. We choose to eat what we like. So, yeah. Yeah, food is greed's object, almost fully. Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
So, I have also big greed, and I have big greed about Sayadaw's information. And I always write, even in meditation, I write what he said, every sentence. And I discover big greed because I don't know if it's healthy greed.
So he says, when it's greed, it's never healthy. But greed wants things, but so does wisdom. So when wisdom thinks something, you know, you should remember this, or it's worth or valuable, and you want to, you know, like you write it down or something. So it's mixed, you know, greed and some wisdom. Yeah, like that.
So I would like to describe some process today. I woke up and I was not in good stage because I have some frozen feeling, trembling, and I have herpes zoster, which is painful. And normally I have a lack of energy, and normally I cannot meditate in this stage. And even this, I went to meditate.
Shandra says when you are sick, you should be more able to meditate.
Yeah,
should be opposite.
I will continue.
Yeah. Why did you say usually you cannot meditate in this state?
Because, yeah, this is what I discovered. This is my program. This is my program. The kidneys are too weak, and I cannot meditate because it will be more weak. And even this, I sit down and meditate. And I saw this program. I saw it. And it was in the same time both mental stages, fear, this habitual big fear about weak kidneys, and something appears really sadha, big sadha, and it was sadha as a stone, really solid, really solid. So I meditate. I was very thankful for this. For this sadha, and then and then I had again this insight anicca, because everything was going very quickly, and I was very present. I see everything. I was very happy, and I would like to hold this insight.
It was not possible. That's also anicca, he said.
So it's not stable yet, this anicca.
Sierra
says maybe if we do a very we have to do a very intensive like meditation, like maybe another style, maybe it is difficult to do that kind of intensive practice when you are sick. But he says this way of practice, he says, is almost like if you practice, you are recharging your battery. So if you are sick, it will make you feel better that you are mindful. He says, so actually, for a meditator versus a non-meditator, he says, usually when we don't meditate, he says when we get sick, we get frustrated because we cannot do the things that we usually do. We have not so much strength. We feel powerless and all this sort of frustration comes in. But he says when somebody can meditate, he says when they are sick, then they pay more attention to the inside. They pay more attention to the, you know, the sensations, the discomfort. Awareness is there. And they don't care that they cannot do more because they are still doing something. They are being aware. So they allow themselves to be that way. So it helps the mind to settle down and then it recharges the mind.
Nothing not important.
Nothing is important.
Nothing is not.
No, nothing, nothing is important.
Okay. Negative Bobby White. Nothing, yeah. Yeah, nothing, yeah, is important. Don't care anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So the mind more settled down. Not, yeah, active, yeah, passive. Yeah. So the mind become more calm.
Yeah, yeah.
If you are sick and if you are well, healthy, oh, want to do this, want to do that, oh, active. Yeah. Da, 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 the mind is so active.
Yeah.
If you're sick, for me, is nothing is important. Even interview come, I don't care. Like this.
Another thing I discover, because sometimes I use labeling on the beginning of meditation, and I saw how it's dangerous, the labeling, because it closed the,
yes,
reality in one form, for example, anxiety or something like this. And it's the same with my profession. I don't use diagnosis because I work with this person how it is. And now I discovered that in meditation it was bigger progress if I don't think it's this and that. Yeah? And really I cut it on slim slides. And I was totally in present, and for example the anxiety I saw only as it is, no labeling, no think about anxiety, for example. Yeah.
So you're
labeling,
labeling don't touch it. I mean, labeling ma ba ania shi le so tu dari thami la. Tu a nyango pay like that. De ke shi time me no. Tu a ko ma chao sei so yin tu a chao sei lo tap ma lai bi. De ke la blo le ma chi do. Tu a long ma le tu a lo be re. Tu a lu re o. Tu lat pian tu a yoga ba la lo ma tap ma pe u re ba so lu o a shi tai ko sat san ma le re a ro di lo twi daw re tu ai sait the ma phit de upama chao sait so yin le chao sait ko zagalon o phe tha re
yes
phit de ha o
da psychology ni a ti de
tu a
relax so yin relax dei ba sin da ne relax phit daw
a ro tu a baba li
a meaning o sin da ne tu khan da je ba la
yeah a ro tu a meaning o ma the ba ne phit de tai chi daw
Psychology.
Yeah, he says you understand this because you are a psychotherapist. Yes.
Yeah.
He says because the mind is tricky. It understands the meaning of words. So when you use a word, it will
immediately
put that meaning or that feeling will come up. So it hides the reality. Yeah. It can hide the reality. Stamper, yes. A stamp, yeah.
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 Like
the
So, another thing, I cannot looking. I can only seeing. My explanation is this: seeing is inside, and looking is outside.
Yes,
and I cannot. For example, I was looking on somewhere.
No. Looking mind is inside.
Looking mind
happening is in the mind. Looking is pay attention, the mind activity.
Yeah.
Outside is.